Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Time is 7 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Rich McFadden, Jennifer Warren, Molly Page, Ken Kessler.
Well, that's good, huh?
I like the way that ends on the up the high end.
Sounded like Oprah.
Ken Kessler!
A new car!
Oprah! What a new car.
Awesome.
So there are people who are interested in life, liberty, pursuit of happiness. Isn't that really what we all want? Doesn't make a difference whether you're older or younger, whether you're rich or poor, whether you are a man or a woman. You want to be happy. And that requires that you understand what's going on in your life. I'm going to introduce you to somebody in a few minutes who has started something called a school for men. I'm wondering if the women here will want to know if there's a school for women. When you find out what it's about, then you can ask the question. All right, ladies? So we'll do, I guess part of me and where I am and what I think about in my life, you hear me, I don't hide much from the audience. I think that's part of being authentic, is the people who listen to me every day and listen to us every day and have for years, they pretty much know who I am. And so when this survey came out about American workers, 82% of whom say they expect to keep working well past the age of 65 or maybe not retire at all, I thought of me and the other people who are like me. Well, then I found out there aren't a lot of people like me. That's good or bad. I don't ever expect to retire. I don't think that there's any value to it. That's just my way of looking at it. So I wasn't surprised to see this across all ages. This survey went from the millennials to the people who are baby boomers. Many workers are concerned they'll be unable to save enough to last, so they figure they have to keep producing, keep working, because they'll outlive their investments, outlive their savings. That's the top concern for 44% of the respondents to this survey. One-third of all workers believe their standard of living will diminish once they stop working, and they don't want to have that happen, so they don't want to stop working. I understand that completely. That's not the reason for me. Well, it might be to a point, but I don't work to make money. And I'm just kind of realizing it now. And I'm going to talk to Mike Rostowski, who is the fellow who runs the School for Men, in a minute about that. But in general, this survey suggests something that pretty much all of us know. We have parents, or maybe you're there at that age. But I don't think my reason for wanting to keep going is because I really feel like I'm effective. I feel like I want to do this. It's not that I need to, but maybe I do need to. Maybe more for me than for you. But the survey is very, very telling, I thought. And Brother Richie, you think about it this way. I guess all of Jennifer, you're the youngest person here. You see your father working. He's my age. We are colleagues and friends, and I wouldn't expect him to stop.
No, you will not stop.
No, I think
he would like to. He says he thinks he'd like to stop and just do, well, he'd like to go on an abbreviated schedule and continue hosting
maybe
the show that he hosts and travel around a little
bit. Yeah, I think that's what we all want.
Well, I'm going to do that. Sure. I will do that. Later this year, I'm going to start doing more of that. But there still is this the residual feeling you get from accomplishing stuff. But that's just me and my personality. Richie, you get to that age, what are you going to feel?
I will feel the need to still do something always.
Yeah.
But like Jennifer's dad, on an abbreviated schedule, I might want to take 2 months a year off. Mm. I may only want to work, you know, 4 or 5 hours a day, 3 hours a day.
Kind of like what you do now.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
You just cut it down a couple hours.
Yeah.
So not a whole lot different than what I do. No, but I mean, you know, my wife owns a condo on the beach in Colombia. I'd like to go spend 3 months there in the winter and just do stuff like that. But we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
The thing that I hate to say, you know, my mom is actually retiring this year. She keeps, when I call her every morning and she goes, 23 days left. No, it's because, you know, she's doing it at an age where she's still young enough to have a new chapter in her life. So what I hate to see is people that work, and that's all they do. Their whole life is just about working. And then the minute they quit, they die or they just melt away or wither away. It excites me when someone like my mom, who was a teacher for 30 years, says, okay, I'm done with teaching. I've done it for 30 years. I got this. I know how to do it. I've impacted people's life. Now it's time for me to focus on some other stuff. Maybe I'm going to write a book. Maybe I'm going to travel. Maybe I'm going to go into tutoring, you know, all these different things. So I think retiring doesn't necessarily have to mean it
just
to everybody.
You're just sitting on your butt in the lounge.
Right. It means it should be a new... I like to see when people retire, and I'm putting that in air quotes, but you can't see me doing that, when they're still young enough to start a new chapter and discover something new or a new passion. That's exciting.
I watched my aunt and uncle, and they retired and moved to closer to the beach here in the mid-Atlantic. And they have all new things going on in life. My aunt learned how to paint, and she's a member of these clubs, and my uncle plays golf 3-4 times a week, and all of his buddies. And it's like a whole new part of their life, and they're learning new things about themselves, and it's really fun to see.
Yeah. All right. So with that in mind, let's talk about men as they are and as they age. That'll be one of the things. We're going to spend some time this hour with a focus on men and how they relate to each other, how they relate to women, how husbands relate to wives. Mike Rostowski is the founder of the School for Men. We'll meet him in a minute here on Good Day.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Linda Kaplan Thaler and Robin Covell built a $1 billion ad agency. You probably know their work. They created the Aflac Duck.
What's their secret to big success? They're nice. In their book, The Power of Nice, they define what nice really means.
Nice does not mean smiling blandly while others walk all over you. Nice is the toughest four-letter word you'll ever hear.
They go on to say that being very nice and placing other people's needs on the same level as your own will get you everything you want.
People work with and do business with people they trust.
But before anyone will trust you, they have to like you. And we like people who are nice.
So be nice. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
The Movie Man 6-second review starts now.
It's fast. It's furious. It's totally bonkers. So buckle up because Furious 7 is a hell of a ride. I'm in.
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Avengers Age of Ultron. Now playing in theaters.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. 5 proven methods today to totally discourage any female from ever wanting to experience the open road on her own bike. Today on American Biker Minute.
The Movie Man. 6-second review starts now.
Ex Machina is a smart, cool, stylish, great-looking movie. Hashtag sexy robot. By me.
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Avengers Age of Ultron. Now playing in theaters.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. How to discourage your lady from ever wanting her own motorcycle. 1. Never buy a chick hot biker clothing. It'll only whet her thirst for the open road. 2. Ignore the cool machines you both see parked nearby. 3. Keep her away from communicating with other lady riders. 4. Never teach her the basics. And the final way to discourage your lady from ever wanting her own scoot. Never divulge the secret that chicks who run on 2 wheels instantly look incredibly hot. Yes, none of this worked for me. American Biker Minute, best worked on the open road on 2 wheels.
Now, Chief Side Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here, do you ever pretend you're someone you're really not? Well, researchers know at least 4 places where everyone puts on airs and tries to come across as better than we really are. Here's the science of it. Researchers have found that the following places prompt a change in our behavior for the better. For instance, at the front desk of a snazzy hotel everyone puts on airs, we take on the tone of the establishment. In the employment line, we try and pretend that we don't belong. In a new car showroom, we hold back, act as if we know what we're doing to get a great deal. Finally, in the principal's office, we're not responsible for any bad behavior. What's the cheap psychological trick? If these places bring out the best in you, then you're capable of behaving more responsibly other places, too. Has this ever happened to you? Drop me a line at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
16 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Richie and Kenny will pay note, but I want Molly and Jennifer also to take note of the conversation with Mike Krustowski, who is the founder of the School for Men. This is a fascinating, and I was saying this a few minutes ago, Mike, whether you were listening or not. We don't know each other too well yet, but we're getting to know each other. I found this is an experiment for me, frankly. As I say, there's not much about what goes on in my life the audience doesn't find out about in one way or another. And because I think the best way of encapsulating it is that I have issues. Richie is happy to say, yeah,
I'm
he's got
up
issues.
On that. Yeah. Well, we
do
all
you see
have
how
issues.
We remain quiet?
Yes, yeah, it's wonderful, Jennifer. Thank you.
No problem.
I do have issues, and I have been searching around for a way to learn about what it is that I can do to deal with my issues. And I discovered the School for Men. And I guess maybe the name even is what got me, Mike, as much as anything else. How did you come by the urge to create this? What was going on with you?
Yeah, well, first of all, thanks for having me, Doug. And second of all, thanks for admitting that you have issues, because I have issues too. and I think that's one of the biggest problems is, especially for men, is that there's these societal myths that really kind of keep us playing small and sort of have us trapped in the man box. And, you know, some of these myths are myths like real men don't ask for help, or big boys don't cry, or, you know, it's like I'm not good enough for that. Just these little sort of insidious myths that you know oftentimes keep a man from developing, you know, deeper connections with women or deeper connections with other men. My super short story is that I was working a corporate job in human resources. I was on the traditional path my entire life. You know, went to college, worked for 5 years, got my MBA. Working this corporate HR job, and my mom passed away unexpectedly when I was 30, about 4 years ago, and that just totally just like woke me up to the realness of my life, and it was the first time that I really experienced death, and after that, just my life has never been the same. I left my corporate job 6 months later. Sold everything that I owned, lived out of a suitcase for 2.5 years, and just traveled the world, and worked with some really amazing teachers, and started, you know, hosting meetups for entrepreneurs, and just my life just became really awesome in a short period of time. Hmm. But the big thing that I noticed was as I traveled, as I held, you know, happy hours and meetups for entrepreneurs and really got into the scene of like internet marketing, which is the space that I work in now, I heard a lot of the same things all the time from men. You know, things like, man, I just don't really, you know, have any real friends anymore. Or, you know, a man would tell me, you know, something that he was either ashamed of or sort of afraid to share, and he'd say, wow, I'd never share that to, you know, I've never told that to anyone before. And the more that I, you know, really got deep with men, the more that I realized that a lot of men are out there just kind of suffering in isolation, and it's really not because of their fault, but just these, you know, these societal norms, like real men don't ask for.
I love that you're doing this, because one of my things in life is that we've done such a great job empowering women that we've forgotten how to raise boys now. I think what you're doing is a great way to help men find their place.
21 after. Mike Krustowski is here from the School for Men on Good Day.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The polar vortex is here and expected to freeze over part of the U.S. Help is needed. Resources are often drained by people capable of caring for themselves, leaving those with the greatest needs to go without. Do your part by being prepared this winter. A supply of GoFoods will provide delicious nutrition, comfort, and security during hard times. Protect your community and call GoFoods at 1-800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Doug Steffens, Good Day program. At this point in the hour, we focus on music, so I thought it would be kind of cool if we went back to this week in 1989 for the top five songs, starting with Bon Jovi. I'll Be There For You. Crank that up, Kara, for a second, will you? Number five this week in 1989. All right, so who remembers what about this song?
Sixth grade.
Sixth grade.
Yep.
Really? And what was going on with you in the sixth grade?
Oh, I was probably pressing on some boy.
In the sixth grade?
And I felt like kind of like a bad mamma jamma for liking this song because I was such a goody-goody.
Really?
And this stuff was, this was considered heavy metal, which is so funny. Yeah. Like Bon Jovi.
Really?
Yeah. It's like a heavy song. So, Roses, Def Leppard.
You know, the biggest problem with you is that you do come across as a goody-goody, and you really aren't.
Hey! I don't know if I'm offended or happy that you said that.
I think you should, you know, kind of pick your own poison.
Jen has her dark side.
She does have her dark side. That's correct.
Oh, right. It's a fine line between naughty and nice.
That's very true. Number four during this week in 1989 belonged to Tone Loc. How'd I do, Jennifer? Is that right?
Very good. Yes.
Tone Loc.
During the break, Doug, like, did you get Tone Loc?
I had pronunciation lessons during the break, right? Made sure I got Tone Loc right. Is he related to Shug?
No.
No relation to Shug?
No.
Funky Cole Medina.
Yeah.
Your butt cannot stay still when the song comes on. It has a mind of its own.
This is called Funky Cole Medina.
Yeah.
What does that mean to you?
Okay, I'll go get it.
It's right to the core of everything that's going on that's good with us, right?
Yeah.
All right, so why don't we, as long as I mentioned...
Funky Cole Medina was actually code for the date rape.
Yeah. Oh, was it? Well, it's kind of more like girly Viagra.
Yeah.
Right? That doesn't want to know anything.
I don't want to know anything.
This song could not fly if it were released today.
It's about
flipping something in a girl's drink and then she wants to get it on.
Perfect.
Yeah,
Wait a minute. Hold on, Kara, before we go there. We need to update the status of Shug. What's going on with Suge?
Suge has a lot going on, Dougie. Yeah. First, he pleaded not guilty when he, backed over a person twice, like moved forward and then threw it in reverse and backed up. But he's not guilty, he says.
Number three this week in 1989, Roxette. I remember them, but I don't remember this song, I don't think.
Oh, this is great. It was a hit.
What made it great?
It was a hit for Roxette. Listen to it.
Do I have to?
Come on, ready?
We were too young to know that it's not really a good song.
Really?
Oh, I think it's great. Still,
really? I liked it then, but now.
Okay, this one I can identify with. This is number two from this week in 1989. Fine Young Cannibals doing She Drives Me Crazy.
This song drives me crazy.
Yeah, this is good.
I like this song.
I do, too. And Madonna was number one. Who doesn't remember Like a Prayer? You got it?
Remember the video?
Yes.
Yeah. Wow, is that controversial?
Yeah, most vivid video in my mind of Madonna.
This had nothing to do with the tin things that she wore. And that was before this, right? Remember that book that she...
Blonde Ambition actually came after this, I believe.
Oh, really? Well, yeah. The book that accompanied it that had the tin things?
Book that she made?
Was that what it was?
That was right after this.
Moms and dads.
But this one actually dealt with racism and religion.
That means the plumber can't go there either. 28 after on Good Day.
The premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience 4 full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Dog Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earthfiles publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Girl, put your sunglasses on. It's a good day to get gone. We've always wondered what's down that highway. I swear I hear it. It's calling our name.
33 after the hour now. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Did you hear me yesterday? You guys. Some of you guys could hear me, and some of you guys couldn't. So it's not exactly connected. I was taken back by something that was sent to me by somebody that I care about, and it focuses on what we are all about. And I like to, every once in a while, you hear me, some people call it inspiration. I don't know what to call words of wisdom. But think about this as you start your day today, all right? You ready?
Ready.
Ready.
To get something you have never had, do something you have never done. Think about how that would waft around in your circle. To get something you have never had, do something you have never done. And see if you can apply that to something today that you want in your life. Can you? It's sort of a play on the old business of if you continue to repeat the same things over and over again and expect a different...
it's a definition of insanity.
Right, exactly. So this is maybe just the opposite. To get something you've never had, do something that you've never done. Think about that. We're sort of on the air and off the air talking about this Texas shooter and his mother. And what I want to start with, though, is thinking about the FBI fiddling and faddling around with this guy since 2006. What was it that attracted their attention in the first place? Anybody know? Investigators have been...
He had made
on him.
He was with the. He had done something to catch the attention of the FBI.
Elton Simpson, his name. Yep.
He was convicted in 2011 of lying to FBI agents over his desire to join jihad in Somalia.
Convicted of lying about joining jihad. How do you do that?
That's all they have.
Well, he was under surveillance,
and he was making plans to leave the country to go over there, and he lied and said that he wasn't. Yeah.
So and, you know, he would have been well-served if he had trained, because these two did a really stupid attack. I mean,
Nadir Sufi is his roommate. That was the other guy. Hadn't been identified until recently. Nadir Sufi was his roommate. He was also killed. They had rifles, wearing body armor. And so the people
who I don't get.
Got Adam must have had pretty good aim. Yeah, what
How
did you get?
In the world? These guys tweeted 20 minutes before they went in, and it just shows you the mindset of these mm-hmm. people that are on the extreme wing of this religion, or who are, I don't even like to tie the religion to these guys because they're just nutty extremists, but... Mm-hmm. When they do this for the fame and the glory, they do it to get to heaven, to have eternal salvation. That's what they do these crimes for, and it just shows you how they want that glory ahead of time. And maybe social media is now the place where we really need to turn our attention to start patrolling for this type of behavior, because these, I mean, what criminal worth his salt is going to go, hey, guess what, guys? I'm going to plan an attack right over here. So maybe this is what we need to do, knowing that the mindset of these guys is glory, eternal salvation, respect from the masses. That's what they're doing these types of crimes for.
Well, they were following one of them on social media, the yeah. FBI, and they said that, you know, nothing, there was no red flags, but obviously they didn't see it 20 minutes before the attack.
Mm.
20 minutes is a long time. I can't get a guy to commit to coffee 10 minutes ahead of time, right? Everybody's got to be spontaneous.
I'll just call you, I know.
But
yeah.
How do you monitor everyone?
That's the question. How many people do you think the government smart way.
Well, is everybody a bad guy?
Monitoring.
I felt yesterday I was going through customs in Miami. I felt dirty for some reason or other, and I couldn't quite put my fingers on it.
You had a Jamaican in your suitcase.
No, but I'll tell you what I did have in my suitcase. I brought Charlotte with me.
Oh, that's cute.
Well, not anymore, because
oh, no.
When I went through...
They made you dump her out?
No, they didn't.
Smoke her.
But I had to talk fast, because apparently the remains of whatever remains there are of her... Or
the ashes.
The ashes
come across
are,
like a bomb?
Yes.
Yeah.
How did you know that?
Right, because they always check for rocks. When you and I went to Guam and we tried to bring some rocks home,
yeah,
they're like, ding, ding, ding. Hey,
can't bring the rocks home.
Right. So any kind of ashes, rocks, anything like that.
I didn't know that. Anyway, so.
Okay, can I make a suggestion for you to travel with Charlotte? Because I actually have a little knowledge here.
Okay.
My cousin, Sharon, her husband died three, 4 years ago. And
right.
she's very active still and likes to travel. And so she wants to take little bits of him places that they used to go together and sprinkle, you know, here and there, right?
Yeah, right.
You get a vial. You got to get a vial, Dougie.
Really?
You get a little vial, fill them up with a little bit of the ashes. Not the whole thing, just a little bit,
right.
And that's how you travel with Charlotte, because then it doesn't set anything off.
They actually have necklaces.
Yeah.
Necklaces.
Well, when somebody, they have those, and somebody gave me a bone that was hollowed out, and you could put her ashes in there.
Okay, no.
Wow.
Oh, stop capitalizing off the dead people.
All right, voodoo master.
Bone.
Speaking of that.
Witch doctor.
Watch this for a segue. The man who plays Big Bird is 81 years old. Do you know that?
No.
You see that? This guy's been in that costume for 45 years.
He looks really good for 81.
There's a documentary that is available on iTunes today.
Bird Botox.
Yeah, it's I Am Big Bird is what the documentary is. And he says that he has to hold Big Bird's head up with his right hand because the bird is 8'3".
Yeah.
And he has a monitor in his neck so that Mr. Spiney can see out to see what's going on. But I find that it's interesting because he's 80-something and he's playing the role of an object that's for children, in essence, right? And it
yeah,
sort of plays
in
a childish way.
Bird.
And Big Bird's age is a child's age.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Although he and Mr. Snuffle up, come on. Come on.
But really?
They're sharing enough.
You know.
Uh-huh.
Come on.
What goes on down at the end of Sesame Street?
They're a little funky on Sesame Street. You got Bert and Ernie.
Sunny days.
Snuffy and Big Bird.
The clouds
guy living
away.
In a can.
The thing that happened last week at the Supreme Court that nobody's talking about. Last week was all about gay. That was the whole thing, right? Gay, gay, this, and gay marriage, that, gay.
Speaking of Bert and Ernie.
Well, there was something else that took place last week that I would like to spend a moment on because I like to talk about what everybody else is not talking about. And that is the debate over lethal injection and the protocol. Say it again, Doug. The protocol that has... people wondering how we could possibly continue to put people to death in this such an egregious way. That is, sticking a needle in their arm, causing them horrible pain, and then slow, horrible death. There has been a study done of the sorts of drugs that we keep talking about that don't seem to be able to get into people's arms, right, because they can't find a vein or there's some other stuff going on. Do you know that all this stuff is available in a capsule? All of these drugs are available in pill form. Why are we not using the pills?
Because they won't swallow them, dummy.
Why wouldn't they swallow them?
You spit it out.
You wouldn't do it.
Can't you put it in like a cat and stroke their throat? Yeah, hold their little head up and
put it inside of a tree.
Blow
there
through.
You go.
Here it is.
It's just a brownie. Eat it. It doesn't taste funny.
All right, so here's a better idea. You know how we have super beets and you dissolve it in the water?
Yeah.
You take this stuff and dissolve it in the water from the pills and you give it, hey, Fred, before you die, you want a drink?
Here's a shot of whiskey.
Martini, three olives?
I don't know. It just seems...
Pay no attention to the way it's smoking.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, firing squad. I know I'm a girl and supposed to be very sympathetic, but I'm thinking that the firing squad is the nicest way to go about it.
Hi.
Put them up there. Wham, bam. Bye-bye.
Isn't it more of a punishment to keep them in jail for the rest of their lives?
Depends.
Well, I don't know.
Okay, they can wear Depends. I'm just thinking that would, you know, once you die, it's over. Shouldn't they have to pay their dues?
Well, what does the paying of dues require? Living in some of the circumstances in some of the prisons in our country is no real penalty.
I mean, look at the guy that killed Lacey Peterson, Scott Peterson. Mm. They showed him out on the court playing basketball, shirt off. He looks hot like he did before. He's exercising all the time. You know, okay, I'll go and play basketball. He offed his wife, and now he gets to play basketball the rest of his life. Yay. Mm. I don't know.
I can't get past the fact that you thought he was hot.
Oh, my God, totally hot. I would have been a victim of his because he is hot. And anybody who said he's not is lying to themselves.
Wow.
17 before the hour on Good Day. Jennifer will check the television news in a few moments. If you need to keep bugs out of your home, and who doesn't, keep them away from your family. When I went to my friend Gordon's house for dinner on Sunday night, he had like 14 dogs all over the place, and they all had fleas.
Oh, God.
And everything about me itched. I don't know that I had any flea bites, but I just was watching them. So I'm going to send him some Cedarside, non-toxic answer to the problem of bugs, fleas, ticks. This is using cedar oil to make organic pest control solutions that kill and repel bed bugs, mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, mites, scorpions, roaches, and more. I'm a scorpion.
You're a Scorpio, Dougie.
Oh, that's right. Well,
yeah.
But Scorpios could be considered scorpions in some circles. Cedarside is all the products you need to keep your family, your pets, your home, your lawn, insect and chemical free. So here's what you do to find out what's available. Go to Cedarside, Cedarcide, Cedarside.com. Use the coupon code Doug for free shipping. Isn't it cool the way we've got all these coupon codes with Doug on them, the Cedarside thing, and the folks who are going to be along a little bit to talk about Squatty Potty? All you use Doug, and you're going to be way ahead in life, folks. Well, even if it's easier, call 800-842-1464. But my guess is it'd be kind of fun to go to Cedarside.com and use the code Doug for free shipping, or you can call and order Cedarside products, 800-842-1464.
Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. There's a way to entice Lady Luck, but she'll only respond if you play by her rules. So if you want to be luckier in all things life, here's the easy science of it. When it comes to Lady Luck, you got to work with her, not against her. Here's how. Watch out for brief lucky happenings, because little brief lucky moments can add up to wins. For instance, did you get through the customer service without having to wait? Did you get a parking space right up front? Did you find small change in the parking lot? Well, when several lucky events happen on the same day, it's time to enter the lottery. On those days when nothing goes right, don't tempt fate. What's the cheap psychological trick?
On those days, you experience good luck. It's okay to ask Lady Luck for more. Got a comment? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
Today on App Check, Sky Gamblers is a World War I aerial combat game in 3D. Fly solo or multiplayer. Totally worth the $5. Sky Gamblers. It's a hit.
The Movie Man. 6-second review starts now.
Ex Machina is a smart, cool, stylish, great-looking movie. Hashtag sexy robot. The Mate.
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Avengers, Age of Ultron. Now playing in theaters.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This 1995 Rookie of the Year paved the way for other Japanese players to join the majors. He's the only pitcher to have thrown a no-hitter in either Coors Field in Colorado or Camden Yards in Baltimore. So where is Hideo Nomo now? Hideo's been working with Major League Baseball's Urban Youth Academy, bringing players from Japan to the U.S. to participate in tournaments and clinics. He's even partnered up with former Dodgers owner Peter O'Malley and retired pitcher Chan Ho Park in 2011 to transform the former Dodgers spring training facility in Florida into a youth sports complex.
Hideo Nomo has spun the no-no against the Orioles.
Hideo Nomo with two no-nos. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
The Movie Man. 6-second review starts now.
It's fast, it's furious, it's totally bonkers, so buckle up because Furious 7 is a hell of a ride. I'm in.
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Avengers, Age of Ultron. Now playing in theaters.
Space Green.
Harrison with you. With climbing power rates and environmental sensitivity, Chicagoan John B. now makes his own electricity, saving himself over 75% on utilities. He says recent nuclear power mishaps were the reason.
It's crazy to say that it's safe. I mean, you have to protect this stuff and keep it out of the environment and any biological system for 50,000 years. 50,000 years. Don't tell me it's safe. That's just a lie. An absolute lie.
New plants, he says, got permission to overbuild because they promised electricity too cheap to meter.
Show me anybody in this country who is getting their power from a nuke that has been paying less than they were before.
His solution?
I produce about 30 to 50% of what I need from solar panels and one small wind generator on the roof.
This is Harrison.
Think Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call Invent Help. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.
I just felt awkward coming on the show.
Oh, please. No.
So soon after our affair ended.
Please keep your mouth shut about that.
Meryl Streep joking about being on the David Letterman program, part of the Letterman special, which I'm going to bet Jennifer will do fairly well in the ratings.
Absolutely. I tried to start watching it, Dougie. I tried, but it's on my DVR. And it chronicles everything, his whole career, his whole time leading up to The Late Show. And, you know, it's an end of an era for late night with Carson and Leno and David Letterman. It's just, it's a bummer a little bit. But I think good things ahead for David Letterman.
All right. The Muppets in the news, television news today.
Yeah. So I had to start with this one, Dougie, because I know you were a fan of all of the Muppets, and they're appearing in skits and in other online videos with several YouTube stars. Some of them that even got to interview the president, like Hank Green. Included in that list, Mike Thompson, or Tompkins, Lindsay Sterling, Elliot Morgan, John and Hank Green. They'll all be visiting with the Muppets. The videos were filmed on location at the YouTube Space LA, which is a new production facility operated by YouTube in West LA. So kind of a fun collaboration there for YouTube and the Muppets. Now, the History Channel is starting a lot of programming for the summer. Their summer series will be anchored with a miniseries, Texas Rising. That'll start this week. And then some new nonfiction series that are going to join the schedule over the next couple of months. The newcomers on the slate include veterans like American Pickers, Counting Cars, and Mountain Men. That'll all start this summer, actually at 9 p.m. with the premiere of American Pickers. Isn't that a great name? Fun to say. American Pickers.
Pickers.
Downton Abbey is going to come to an end. We've been talking about that after season 6.
That's a shame. That's a great show. I love it.
It is a great show, and it really started, I think it started this interest in these period pieces that have become really popular. The series creator is Julian Fellowes, and apparently he's not done exploring those past eras on the small screen. He's working on some new shows called Dr. Thorne for ITV and NBC's The Gilded Age.
Oh, yeah? Good for you, Jen. 51 after.
the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Technology. 53 after the hour now in the Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's Tech Talk time with Greg Steffen, who is the tech editor at Men's Health Magazine. We started a conversation about that new email tool available for Gmail users called Crystal, but there were more questions at the end of the conversation than there were answers. So we will find out what the problem is with Crystal from Greg's point of view and how it may invade your privacy. So if you're tempted to use Crystal, wait! Don't do it! For 60 seconds at least!
Now, Teeth Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. There's a way to entice Lady Luck, but she'll only respond if you play by her rules. So if you want to be luckier in all things life, here's the easy science of it. When it comes to Lady Luck, you got to work with her, not against her. Here's how. Watch out for brief lucky happenings, because little brief lucky moments can add up to wins. For instance, did you get through the customer service without having to wait? Did you get a parking space right up front? Did you find small change in the parking lot? Well, when several lucky events happen on the same day, it's time to enter the lottery. On those days when nothing goes right, don't tempt fate. What's the cheap psychological trick? On those days you experience good luck, it's okay to ask Lady Luck for more. Got a comment? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Today on App Check, Sky Gamblers is a World War I aerial combat game in 3D. Fly solo or multiplayer. Totally worth the $5. Sky Gamblers. It's a hit.
The Movie Man. 6-second review starts now.
Ex Machina is a smart, cool, stylish, great-looking movie. Hashtag sexy robot. Bummy!
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Avengers, Age of Ultron. Now playing in theaters.
Greg Steffen here with Molly Page and Ken Kessler and me on the Crystal Phenom. I can't see anything about this that is anything other than disaster. You tell us what you think, though.
My word would have been creepy.
Creepy,
so
okay.
You put Crystal, you connect it to your Gmail, and then as, let's say you were writing me an email, it would actually tell you as you were writing, oh, don't say that to Greg. Here's a better way to say it to Greg, because Greg, I'm now reading my profile from Crystal. Greg is very relationship focused, builds trust quickly, and appreciates open, casual conversation.
I know that.
So when emailing Greg, use an emoticon, use emotionally expressive language, but don't ask him something that will require a long, thoughtful response.
In other words, you're not that smart.
I think that was the implication.
But this is something that, like, if I were emailing someone I didn't know, and I had a friend who did know that person, and I was talking to them on the phone and said, oh, hey, I'm going to email Steve. I don't know him at all. How should I phrase this?
Yes.
Isn't it kind of like that? They go, oh, he only likes really short sentences. Don't ask him to elaborate.
No, you don't have to send him anything except a picture of you in your glasses. That's it. Don't send him any word. Just send him a picture of you in your glasses.
I mean, yes, it is kind of like that, except let's step back and realize that the friend you just called for advice hasn't created a profile that it will share publicly with the whole world on everyone in the world.
You know what's fascinating about this? If you put the creepy part of it aside, that somebody was smart enough to figure out how to do this, make software that could grab all this information in an instant from whatever sources there are around, and the fact that when they set Google up, they are tracking through their own devices whatever it is that you're doing, so when somebody writes to you, they'll know more about you based on what Google has tracked. I may not want somebody to know some of the things about me.
That's exactly what they've done, and that's really one of the points here is, as far as I can tell, there's no way for you, Doug, to say to Crystal, hey, I don't want you to have, you need to erase my profile. I don't want you to be telling people those things about me.
And so what happens like a stalker that you can't break up with.
Yeah, and what happens if, let's say, you're up for a job, and they look at your profile, and without ever talking to you, they decide you're not right for the job because of what Crystal has projected about you.
Mm-hmm. And who can you sue? A website? Or
maybe
a software, or
I don't know.
Suits. Maybe some smart. Here's some smart lawyer who's already working on a class action lawsuit to grab some serious dough from Google. I don't know that Google thought this all the way through yet, but they have so much money. What would be a couple of hundred million dollar settlement for those who would be aggrieved? I don't want anything
smart
to do with
lawyers just to shut up.
You got to sign up for this though, right?
Well, it will look for a profile, create a profile on anyone it can find information on.
Really?
You have to sign up to use it. It's a premium model. You can use basic parts for free.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.